Tomorrow in Cleveland, the U.S. men's soccer team has another chance to get a little momentum for next month's World Cup tournament. They're playing Venezuela. The World Cup happens once every 4 years, and this time around, the U.S. has a number 5 ranking. It was just 8 years ago that they finished dead last in the tournament. In 2002, they made the quarterfinals. So how'd they get so much better so quickly? Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
The story of how can be told through two players. Let's call them the star and the kid. 2002 was the breakout year for the U.S. men at the World Cup, and forward Brian McBride was as big a star as anyone.
The defender is Jorge Costa. McBride's in the box. A hard cross. McBride scores! It's 3-0 United States! They're forming Portugal! Pass Carmona. Reyna to the corner. Cuts it back. Here's McBride, scores! 1-0, United States!
The two goals, broadcast lustily on ESPN, proved to be the winning scores in America's victories over Portugal and Mexico. McBride's shining World Cup moments came as he turned 30, the product of a steady climb through the American soccer system. A star at his Illinois high school and an All-American in college, McBride became a professional at 22. In 1996, McBride was the first draft choice in the new American Pro League, Major League Soccer. He recalled the league's embryonic days last week when national team members met with reporters during World Cup training in North Carolina.
The process that I had going through MLS was, you know, there was, gosh, I don't know how many new professionals, at least 15 on each team, new professionals, you know?
Now in its 11th season, Major League Soccer is stocked with experienced and talented pros. Brian McBride can see the difference on this, his third World Cup team, half of which is made up of MLS players.
Before, when we were a team, we had to be a team. And now we have players on this team that can, you know, break games.
Which brings us to the kid. Forward Eddie Johnson has been a high-scoring game-breaker for the U.S. He's the youngest player on the team, but at 22, the age Brian McBride became a pro, Eddie Johnson is a fifth-year professional with MLS. And the kid with the two sparkly earrings doesn't stand out just for his ability.
Not in a million years, coming from where I come, inner city. You know, I would have thought anyone, you know, where I come from, will have a chance to even play in a World Cup.
Johnson, who's African-American, grew up in a tough neighborhood in Palm Coast, Florida. He was a great athlete and excelled in football. He learned about soccer at a summer camp program and sometimes annoyed his friends by showing off his foot skills.
I played basketball a little growing up, and whenever we'll be in the gym and we'll play 21 and we'll take a water break, I'll start juggling the basketball. And then it was like, this ain't a soccer ball, you know, go out on the field and kick the ball around with those little white guys. But
Johnson did. He made the rare decision for an all-around athlete in the U.S., forget football and basketball, and go for soccer. Johnson got really good, and at the age of 15, got scooped up by a program that kicked his soccer development into warp speed. In 1999, the year after the U.S. finished last in the World Cup, American soccer's governing body created an under-17 residency program in Bradenton, Florida, where young promising players live, go to school, and train.
That environment gives us the opportunity to play against different countries, see what it's like to play in big atmospheres at a high level, and it prepared us for the MLS.
For all he's gotten at home, Eddie Johnson's goal is to play in Europe. It's still the place to go, he says, if you want to get really good. And of course, if the U.S. doesn't do well at the World Cup in Germany, it'll confirm for many that the new and improved soccer system in the U.S. still is second tier, which is why the kid and a star will be doing all they can next month to prove the evolution of American men's soccer is no fluke. Tom Goldman, NPR News.